Welcome to Shelf Logic, the official podcast of the Maricopa County Library District.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. So today, this is Emily Reynolds. I am a librarian at North Valley Regional Library, and I am joined by...
Hi, I'm Sunny Christofferson, and I am the branch manager and a librarian also, and we're just excited to talk about travel.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you guys about some of our favorite travel books and resources that we have here at the library. So to get us started, Sunny, let's talk about who or what inspires us to travel. Is there any kind of inspiration that you have?
Well, I think it started with my dad. He traveled when he was in college, and that I always thought I'm going to do that too. So I followed in his footsteps. I did a study abroad in Spain, and we had a director that took us all over the place. And so that was great fun. Then when I went to an international grad school, that also inspired me even more to love different countries and travel. And I do. I love different cultures, and I love learning about them, and that travel just cements that.
Yes.
What about you? I mean, what's your drive for travel?
We have kind of a shared similarity here because a family member also inspired me to travel. So my uncle, when I was a teenager, took 6 months off from work and just decided to go and travel around Asia. And I remember when he came back, he came and stayed with us for like a couple weeks, and he just went through all of his pictures and like his souvenirs with us. And it was my first real exposure to somebody who had gone and done extensive travel like that. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And I wanted to do that too. So same with you and your dad. It was really just seeing somebody going out there and traveling a lot that made me want to do the same. So yeah.
That's our school bell.
Yes. All right. So some people might not know that the library actually has a lot of good resources for armchair travel. And I know we both really enjoy reading travel books, but the library has, you know, audiobooks and travel guides, and even online has Rocket Languages, where you can create a free account and learn different languages all over the world. So one of the great parts about working at a library is that you have access to all of that, and our customers do too. So
And we update our books for free, so you don't have to keep buying the latest year.
That's so true.
At least that's, most libraries are pretty standard. They get rid of their old travel books pretty much after about 2 years. So you don't have to go out there and buy it. You can use it at the library. So
yes, because that gets expensive.
It does. So. It really does.
Awesome. All right. Well, should we jump into the book recommendations?
Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Okay, sure. So I kind of went with guides. I didn't pick a specific book, although I brought an example here that I'm currently reading. And the guides I really like for this recommendation are The Lonely Planet, and they're called Experience Guides. So they are kind of a shorter guide than your regular full travel guide, you know, not as much detail in the little nitty gritties, like here's a bunch of hotels and restaurants and stuff like that. But they give you a lot of great pictures, which I really love because I like to armchair travel when I can't actually travel and get excited about places. So it helps you kind of visualize different things. And it's really an excellent synopsis kind of what a city or a country. They have city ones and country ones. And the Lonely Planet actually calls these guides kind of more like the local and authentic guide. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives you more unique experience maybe that you wouldn't find in a regular travel guide that kind of is going to go down through your standard stuff. And then they're kind of limited in length, which I like. They're about 250 pages. They're not too wordy, but they're just right, just enough stuff to get you excited and tempted, kind of wet your whistle, so to speak, on, oh, yeah, I never thought about that place. I might want to go there. And I'm reading Experience Great Britain right now. So it's a great little series. They have quite a few of those. So
that's awesome, because sometimes with travel guides, I know you mentioned this one is a kind of a shorter one. It's a lot of information presented really, really quickly.
Yes.
And your brain ends up feeling like it's spinning a little bit.
Yeah. And especially if you're not sure where you want to go and you just kind of want to read for fun about new ideas, but you're not ready to get into the nitty gritty of, okay, I want to find a hotel. That's great for me. These are perfect.
Awesome. I also have a travel guide for my recommendation. So my first recommendation is a series as well. It's the DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. And I have just started using these for the first time ever. I'm planning a trip right now. And so I checked out the book for Thailand. And I was so impressed with how it was laid out. The layout of the book really is what convinced me to read the entire thing, because it breaks down the location into a larger map and then subsections. And so you have chapters that are about the entirety. Oh, there's that bell again. You have chapters that are about the entirety of the country, and then you have subchapters that have more detail to it. So it was really helpful for me learning about Thailand, because I'm still deciding where I want to go, and this would be an initial trip to Thailand. And so I'm learning about, you know, the different regions, and then you can kind of learn about the cultures of each region. So I really like the helpful maps. I like that it breaks it down by location and neighborhood. And also, there are just an absolute ton of pictures in these guides. So it's really helpful to me because I am a visual learner, and so it's always helpful to just have things color-coded, to have beautiful pictures, and I just can't recommend them enough. It's been very helpful.
Yeah, I love, I personally think it's the Eyewitness, the DK Eyewitness books, and Lonely Planet that have sort of elevated travel books to a new level, especially for armchair traveling or pre-planning, because they seem to be the ones that kind of started. I think a lot of the travel guides are following in this way, but they seem to have so many pictures and really break it down into kind of unique ways that are helpful and help you get to right kind of what you want to look for. Like, you know, I have a pocket Istanbul, above Lonely Planet, but it's got so many fun pictures in it, but also relevant information that it gets you excited and not overwhelmed.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And you're like, oh, I want to go there and see exactly
right.
This.
I want to go to these bazaars, you know, so I think that they have definitely are the two travel books that have really kind of upped the game.
Yeah, I'd agree. All right. Do you have another recommendation for us?
Okay. So I picked another series, an Eyewitness too, mm-hmm. like the brand you're using. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the top 10 series that Eyewitness does. And they do this with cities, both cities and countries. But why I love these is they're the same kind of layout as the Eyewitness guide big books, but these kind of really focus on top 10, and they break it down kind of into top 10 maybe of the entire city. Like right now, one of my favorite ones is top 10 Marrakesh in Morocco. So they'll break it down into sort of a top 10 overall of the city, and then, but they might do something like top 10 museums, you know, also, or top 10 spiritual sites or nature sites, and they'll usually branch off into maybe regions around about. So it's a really nice little synopsis. Again, lots of pictures to get you kind of, oh yeah, this is awesome, I want to do this. And I think it's a great way, you know, you can, if you do some of the ones in Europe, like top 10 castles, maybe top 10 shopping experiences, things like that. So they're really fun. And I think they are great for armchair travelers. So
yeah, that's, I think that's really great. I haven't used those or read those before, but I'm definitely going to now, because I think also just looking at the book that you have in your hand, it seems like very visually appealing, like you said. And also, I like that it's broken down into digestible bites.
Yeah, I mean, and this, you know, it could be anything from shopping, places to stay, but they've kind of done the work for you and picked kind of like the best of the best. Yeah, so super fun.
Awesome.
All right. What about you, Emily?
Okay.
What's another one of your guides?
So I do have another guide, but this one doesn't have any color pictures in it. So it's a little bit different than the others. This is a series as well. It's called Culture Smart. And we have a ton of these books, both in our physical collection and on Hoopla. And basically what the Culture Smart series is that it's a cultural guide to different locations. So for example, I'm holding the book about Korea, and it's broken up into different kind of categories based on elements of cultural differences. So you have a chapter about like religion, you'll have a chapter about business, you'll have a chapter about like dining etiquette and things like that. And I have read them not only for places that I've gone to, but just for places I'm interested in, because I think it's really interesting to learn about the different cultures of different countries and just familiarize myself with how different people do things different ways. And so for armchair travel, I do think these are really great because they give you kind of an overview also of the values that citizens have. And you know, it's like I said, it's not very picture heavy, but they're short and sweet, and you could read it in an afternoon and just kind of dip your toe into the culture of a different country without having to fly 2,000 miles there.
Well, and I think that's really, that was having gone to an international business school, you know, those are the kinds of things that we studied there too, because especially for your region. And so that's so awesome that they have those for people, because you do want to be prepared. I mean, even if you're just traveling, you may be going for business, but even if you're just traveling there, you need to know a sense of sort of how things are done, because you don't want to be the ugly tourist.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And you think you're not doing anything wrong, but you're offending, you know, half the nation, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that might be extreme, but yeah, that sounds, I've seen those before, and it looks like great reading.
They're fun. They're a really interesting read.
And I think they cover like many, many cultures or countries.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes. There, I would say we have at least, I would say probably like 24 or more different mm-hmm. books between our physical collection and on Hoopla.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. All right. Do you have a third recommendation for
us? All right.
Us?
So I'm sorry. I brought series, basically.
No, I love it.
But the last one I wanted to really recommend was Rick Steves Travel Guides. Now, he has been the standard, as far as I'm concerned, of you know, at least for Europe. He doesn't go a lot of other places, but when you're going to Europe, he really knows it. I don't know if anyone knows Europe better than him, honestly. He's made that a career for the last 30 plus years, I think. And I found that he just has so many insights and experience on so many different cities and countries and local areas. And it's really amazing, honestly, what he's been able to put together. His hotel recommendations, I can say from experience, phenomenal, are right on the money. Very good. And I have used him. So I took a big trip to Paris, Switzerland, Amsterdam with my brother. He went to Italy. I was doing some work there, but we used him extensively. And the trip was so much better because we followed his advice, not only on places to go see, but also on specific hotels. And they were great recommendations. The hotels were great. You know, and, you know, we were on a budget, so it wasn't like, you know, we just checked into the top Marriott or, you know, whatever. So these were kind of local places, but they were clean, they were great, they were affordable. So I can't say enough good things about Rick Steves Travel Guides. And I think he's even kind of upscaled into the picture market now. I've noticed that. His books were always pretty wordy, and so that was something I would only use when I was getting to the details. You know, okay, I've seen my pretty picture book ones, but now I'm gonna turn to Rick Steves and get the down and dirty on the, you know, where I want to stay. But I believe his travel guide books are also starting to include a lot of pictures in color and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I also love Rick Steves. And do you remember he used to have a show on, like, PBS?
Yes!
I used to watch it all the time.
Yep. It's new season. You'd have to check that out and see what was going on. Yeah. Okay, Emily, what's your final recommendation?
My final recommendation is, this is not a series, it is just one book, and it's a pretty large one, but it's perfect for armchair travelers because it's World Travel is the title, by Anthony Bourdain. And we have it in Libby, and we also have it in physical copies in our collection. And this book is kind of an overview of all of Anthony Bourdain's travels that he did throughout his career and life. And so Anthony Bourdain is someone that has really inspired me to travel and experience different cultures and cuisines. And so I really recommend this book because it has a little synopsis of many, many different countries all over the world. So it's not really for planning a trip. It's more just to hear what he thought about different locations, and then also to maybe expose yourself to a new culture, a new country that you maybe hadn't thought about traveling to before. So I think it's a good introduction to international travel. I think it's good for armchair travel. I think it's good for people who love Anthony Bourdain. And I would just think that anyone who is interested in different cultures would find this to be of value. Of course, he has other books as well, but this one is solely focused on travel, so you can't go wrong.
That sounds good. And he's really gone so many places in the world.
He's a hero of mine, for
he's
sure.
He's a real traveler.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's my last recommendation. I think we covered quite a lot of different series that we offer.
and they're all at the library. So that's what's great. And
that's true.
I think you can, if you can't actually get out and travel, armchair travel is the next best thing. And
I agree.
Really opens your eyes and brightens your day, I think, and gets you excited about when you can go. So
what are you reading about for your next trip right now? Oh.
Well, I feel like I'm always reading some travel book. So I've been reading this Experience Great Britain. And I was reading some travel guides on Sweden because my sister lives there, and I was thinking of doing something there and maybe going to Denmark. But I honestly, I'm always, I just love learning about new places and new exciting things. And I would love to go to Morocco. I've been there for a day trip and would love to go back for a lot longer. Awesome. So, yeah. Very fun.
Yeah. I'm reading about Thailand, as I said. I'm hoping to go sometime in the next year. And then my friends and I are deciding if we would like to plan a trip to Scotland or Portugal. We'll see. Maybe I'll have to read a top 10 about one of those locations as well. So, well, thanks for sharing your recommendations with me and all of our listeners.
Before you go, tell me what's one of your favorite places. Favorite places you've been to, or a couple of your favorite places.
Sure. So the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris is definitely one of my favorite places I've ever been. It's so many famous people are buried there, and it's just a really beautiful, peaceful place. I love cemeteries, as odd as that sounds. I think that
they're peaceful.
There's a lot of beautiful art and a lot of history there. And so Oscar Wilde is one of my favorite writers of all time, and he's buried there. And so he has his famous gravestone there that people visit. And of course, I went and visited his gravesite when I was there. So that was really special for me. And then also, I would just say that I loved just walking around the city of Seoul at night. There's just such an energy to that city at night. And I really just enjoyed kind of aimlessly wandering around the city.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and seeing where, you know, life and the roads took me. So how about you? What's your favorite memory?
I would have to say Paris is probably one of my favorite places just because I love art, and I don't know of any other city on the earth, honestly, that has so many art museums or just places of art that are just beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful cities out there, but to me, Paris is just one of those great art cities. They also have great street crepes. We my brother and I loved those. And it's just got great vibes, you know? It's just kind of a fun city. I know people have said they don't like Paris for different reasons, but I've always had great experiences in Paris, so to me, it's a great place. Also, Switzerland. Which surprised me. I had always kind of thought, yeah, it's just pretty, but there's nothing to do there. We found tons of things to do there, and it was just so beautiful. Just, people are so nice, so beautiful. And then I guess I'm dying to go back to Morocco. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I hit there for a day trip, but I've got big plans for the future, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I know you'll be well planned.
Yes, as will you.
From all of the guides that we read. Well, thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
It's been fun talking to you about this.
You too. Thanks. And thanks. Check out our stuff. Check out the library stuff.
Thanks, everybody who is listening right now. And we hope that you can go wherever you would like to go in the next year or so and see everything that you want to see.
All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shelf Logic. Make sure to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Follow us on social media where we are at MCLDAZ.